Hey, Marco. Hey, Sharpa. Wave. Have it. Sipping a corn. Rich nigga on a one. If he back in a club, baby. But a pecan. Me and that owner. Breaking that bed to that sister, son. I fuck the bitch on the jet. Keep him again on that neck. She only coming for six. Beating the bitch. I stick up my foot on their neck. Gonna put on the wrist. I used to drop it in X. I'm just gonna keep your gun. I'm not a regular dash gun. Fuck a whole lot of week every month. She want me sticking it in a gun. Let me know if you with it or what. I catch your body, I keep it on hush. You pussy gon' tell him to rush. Come to the spot and the feeling is plush. I'm over these niggas a dub. Mother.
Yo.
Dude. Yo, what's up, fellas?
Get your man in.
Yeah. All right, we all here.
There you go.
Gang's all here.
You good.
I'll tell you one thing, though, right? I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This, like, the email part of life where they see you when you're supposed to get an email and that shit go to your junk box, you can pretty much lose everything you was waiting for if that shit go to your junk box. You feel me? Like, imagine you waiting on a job to hit you back and they send that shit to your junk box. Then what you do when you see that shit 3 days later?
That shit happened to me. A lot of jobs. I missed a lot of jobs fucking with that junk box, man. It's a junk box for junk mail.
Hey, Wes, what's the real shit, though? They was talking about jobs last week, and you said you worked a lot of places and all that, right?
Yeah, we're going to get into that today.
All right, I might be jumping the gun, though. But let me check this, Joe. We got Juice in here. We got Big Wes in here, Rel in here. I swear I just saw Dirk.
I did too. What happened to
Dirk? Not in there.
He got hit that link again.
Yeah, didn't like the link situation is kind of like funny acting. Who the producer of this joint again?
That'd be me.
Step your shit up, man.
Man, you do it then.
No, that's your job. Why you making me do a job that's yours?
Get somebody else to do it.
Man.
We ain't gonna start this shit like this today.
All right. First of all,
we just need you to be better. That's all.
First of all, let's set the tone again. What episode is this, bro?
Number two.
Season three, episode three. It's your boy Bubby. I'm not doing handles and all that shit because if you know me, you know me. If you don't, fuck you.
Dirk back.
Hoo-hoo, buddy.
I can hear y'all now.
All right. We got Jess. Speak your name, Jess.
Juice in the building. I'm here.
Hey, Juice, I got a quick question before you go on, yo. You still listen to Porno Zero?
Listen to what?
Never mind, forget it. Forget I asked anything. Go ahead.
Fucking Juice, a.k.a. Crybaby.
A.k.a. Be On Time.
Nigga, we started on time. Crybaby.
He's ready. Let's start at 9 o'clock.
I said 8:45. Anyway, fuck all that. We got Wes. We got Dirk. What's up, y'all?
No, I like how you did that. Let them introduce themselves the right way. You ain't jumping the gun. Bro. What's wrong with you? Relax.
Man, I can't do shit around here.
So what's happening, man? How was your week?
What y'all doing right now?
Yeah, how was your week though?
You ain't let them introduce themselves, bro.
It don't matter. They know who we are.
It don't matter.
They know who Big Wes is. Everybody know who Big Wes is. That's, you know what I'm saying, Power 99 boy.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. With all the jobs.
With 1,000 jobs. Working man.
Mr. 1,000 jobs.
I heard they be throwing it at you at the job, Wes. I heard they be throwing it at you at the job, y'all.
I'm a catcher.
They said they be trying to take you to the break room. You be like, no.
Some of them chicks be drunk.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Wes?
Some of them chicks be drunk.
So they can't keep their hands off you, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us the truth, like, bro. You ain't got a lot of men.
Wes sound like he underwater right now.
Well, that's because he's fucking with that Android. And he don't want to change up.
Well, look. Now, see, I'm cooking. I'm in here cooking.
You cooking? Cooking,
bro?
What?
You up here frying chicken. What you mean, what?
Oh, that's, man, that's got to be a first
fried chicken history, bro.
Fried chicken.
Frying chicken while on a podcast. That's wild.
Listen, yo, man.
This dude. Man.
Yo, Wes, what's the real shit? You never cease to amaze me, my guy. I ain't going to lie to you.
I appreciate that, man.
No, you're a real good guy, man. You just like you really like
oil burning, bro.
Yo,
I can't hear you, bro.
That nigga got the fucking shit sizzling.
Yeah, oh, y'all hear that shit?
Yeah, we can hear that shit.
It's good as shit too.
This nigga's out of pocket.
Yo,
bro, you gotta cook for all the podcasts then, at this point.
I'm mean,
every interview, you got to cook.
No, every interview, you just got to be doing some Big West shit, like some outstanding, outlandish shit. I'm not lying.
Every time.
Every time, man. But look, how was everybody week, man?
Honestly, oh, yeah. Do y'all mind if I...
You got to vent for a little bit? Go ahead and vent, my guy.
Can I go off? I'm just... Go ahead. My week was cool, but like... My weekend was kind of like not so cool. So I got a problem with airlines right now because, like, who the fuck do y'all think y'all are to take somebody money, cancel a flight, and then make them wait 3 to 5 business days to get their refund?
What? 3 to 5 days is crazy. When
I mean, y'all took my money as soon as I paid for the flight, and then y'all cancel it. I understand it's not your fault because of the weather and all that, but goddamn. Like, I was going to use that little bit of money to give me a chicken wing platter and all that. You feel me? And now it's like, oh, sir, we can only do but so much. Never mind. I ain't going to go there. But, no, my week was cool. I went to work all week. You know, working overnight is, like, a lot. You know, my life consists of working and praying and playing Call of Duty at this point in my life.
Oh, yeah, but what you do, man? Tell me what you do.
You know, come on, Wes. You acting like the feds right now, Wes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, my bad. I thought you.
No, man. I work in a clinical lab, man. Doing chemistry. Okay.
You a tech?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to be a tech.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be 100% every night, Wes. You can't just be like cooking chicken on the job and shit like that. They don't really fuck around with that.
I love cooking, man. I love chicken.
You gotta be committed, baby.
They're not going for that, Wes.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
No cooking while you on the clock.
Maybe one day I can get up to your level.
No, man, I'm trying to get to y'all of you. Y'all great guys, man. Especially that Rel character, man. That boy. He keep it low, okay. But Rel keep it low, but he creeping over there. I'm telling y'all, man.
He okay.
Wow. Damn, just okay.
I'm messing with you.
Just okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, man, you gotta love Big Wes.
God damn, he's okay.
But yeah, my week. I can't complain, man. I honestly, I feel like I was saved from something. Cause probably saved for myself. Cause who knows what I was gonna do? You're...
Oh yeah, shit,
I can dig it.
But that go means ahead. One next, thing. How was your week, Dirk?
My week was chill. Very very busy. I'll tell you that. I've been working nonstop.
What you do, Dirk, first. For people that don't know?
So
you can flip 1,000 burgers in a minute. That's what he do, but we ain't gonna trip.
I'm crying. So, I'm running a high-end, catering company in the city.
Talk your shit.
We specialize in all types of cuisines, from Asian to American to African-American. We do it all. Pastries.
Tell me about them lamb chops, though. Tell me about them lamb chops and that sauce.
So, yeah, so In January, we're going to have a pop-up. You know, I'm going to feature the lamb chops, which Bub is talking about. We're going to show y'all what we're working with.
Lamb chops, listen, I'll fly home for them lamb chops. Like, fuck y'all niggas. Like, if Dirk cook lamb chops, I'm on my way to the crib. You hear me?
So, January, don't miss out on that pop-up.
Honey Hill Catering, for all y'all need to know.
At Honey Hill Catering.
Swish, my homie, 34.
At Chef Swish.
Yep.
Big Swish.
Yeah. On some shit. I taught Dirk how to cook.
What?
Oh, no, okay. Wait.
Yeah, you right, though.
Let's get into that cooking subject, but let's finish this week shit. So, Big West, how was your week?
My week was chilling, man. I mean, I don't know. I stay working.
Okay. I see you right now, you couldn't keep the land. You got chicken to grease. That shit crazy to me. On a podcast. You never not working, Wes.
Never stay working.
Oh, the podcast is hilarious.
Yo, I'm talking about he got feet the land right now. What's up? Y'all niggas don't work as hard as Big Wes, man. Feet the land.
Non-stop, baby.
Come on, Wes. Tell him something. Non-stop. Man, I hear you.
Hey, Wes, the lady said she wants you to cook for it.
What lady? Hold on. I need all this chicken drawer. Hey, I'll get my shit out the pot. Hold on.
Yo, and this is why, listen, what's some real shit? This is why this is so good, because our jaws don't never, like, our pies don't never hold, like, one, like, direction on the pot. It's just straight up funny the entire time. Like, if you ever listen to them old episodes, yo, we get into topics, but at the same time, it's just nonstop fucking comedy. Who the fuck is cooking chicken on a pot, yo?
I don't know.
I know, at 9 o'clock at night.
Dog, mm-hmm. It's 9 o'clock at night, you cooking chicken on a pot.
But, yo, that's nothing. It's early for me, man. I'm in straight what? Night. I cook chicken 2-3 in the morning like it ain't nothing.
That's a problem, okay, man.
KFC
platter
is crazy.
Man.
What the? KFC good. What's better, KFC or Popeyes?
Popeyes. But Popeyes. I can't eat Popeyes because I finally already cooked with lard.
What?
What you like, man?
You said what, Wes?
I said, what you like, KFC or Popeyes?
I like KFC. I ain't going to hold you.
KFC good as shit.
KFC good as shit.
We be that sleeping on KFC.
They biscuits be crazy, but with the chicken, they all right.
I don't know. I be going to the KFC gas station.
So long.
You be doing what?
The gas station probably got the best chicken. Crunchy chicken be popping, bro.
Y'all that's the best chicken be good as shit.
What about Lincoln?
I had Lincoln
last week at work. It was
Lincoln cool. A hood classic.
No, Lincoln number one for real. We're gonna be honest.
I wouldn't say all that.
Why wouldn't you?
Because fucking KFC or Popeyes, right?
They ain't got no biscuits.
Slimy as shit, bro. Come on, man.
Lincoln don't even got no biscuits, bro.
Yes, they do. They got rolls.
I don't want no rolls. I need a biscuit, dog.
You need a fucking chicken. Biscuit. Your grandma don't make biscuits. She make rolls.
Get them out of here.
Your grandma give you rolls. She don't make biscuits for real. Come on, man. You talking
make biscuits.
Your grandma make biscuits?
Of course.
No, nigga, she don't make no biscuits. She gives you rolls. Stop lying all the time.
We make biscuits over here, bro.
And then that's another thing, nigga. I feel like you was lying last week, but that's another story for another time.
Lying about what?
Tell me about your week first.
My week was cool. I ain't got no issues. My week was chilling, man. Go to work, come on.
How was your week, bro?
Go to my daughter's games.
Cry and cry like a baby.
Yeah, how was your week, bro?
If Ron say cry again, I'm telling you, I'm coming to his crib and I'm slapping him.
You want to shoot?
Do all that. Come on, relax.
Yeah.
Bro, how was your week? Come on.
I'm shooting.
Justin, I don't got time for your nonsense right now. Be quiet, hush up, and let Justin let Ron speak.
No.
Bro, how was your week, bro?
My week was chilling, man.
He's a child. This is why
he had a good week, game
and all. He's a child. He doesn't grow up.
I got paid Friday, so that was cool.
Send me like a small dub.
All right.
Thank you. Good looking for that information that I need, but now I need. Hello.
You serious?
Yeah, send me a dub, bro. I need that. I want to get a little chicken wing play. I just told you I need a refund, bro. I'll send it back to you. Sheesh.
All
All right. Niggas be acting crazy. They get paid, don't even want to say they man a dub. Like, come see, on, bro. See, now, you know what? Asked, never mind,
you
bro.
You would have asked me for a dub. I'd have sent 30. I'd have sent 30.
I'd ask for the dub.
So I'm about to send for the taxes. I'm about to send him a dub. Private jet.
Hey, yo, on some real shit, though, right? Last week, Wes was talking about. See, y'all fucked up because Wes was talking about he died before. Y'all was laughing at Wes like y'all forgot he died before. Y'all forgot Wes died.
You never
see
what you talking about.
Wait, what?
He was talking about COVID. Remember he
said
people died. COVID. Yeah, he said he was like, yeah, y'all know me. Like, he died before. Y'all, that's extraordinary. No. Y'all know that, right?
That's not what
he
I
said
was
from COVID.
I know, but still, you still died, though. Let's not.
I mean, wait. What if I didn't want everybody to know that?
Yeah, what if they want everybody to know that?
I mean, but that's extraordinary. See, they need to know Big West story. I feel like he need a fucking he need to write a book. Not too many niggas that died that worked at Power 99 died and came back to life. Come on now. He an anomaly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know. It's one day at a time, man. One day at a time.
Wes, is the chicken done or not?
The chicken can't get done because he's fucking eating it while he's cooking it.
That Joe probably hot as shit.
He's burning his fucking the roof of his
mouth.
What you season this chicken with, Wes?
This was the first batch. See, I fried the chicken because I ain't had shit in the house.
No, I said, what you season it with, brother?
Yeah, I know. I'm about to tell you. I had some Bobby Brown shit.
Bobby Brown.
Who's
Bobby Brown?
Yeah. You don't know Bobby Brown got
season? That's so ghetto. He do.
Definitely does.
No, he don't, man.
Bobby Brown got a seasoning.
I'm gonna send y'all a picture.
Bro, who the fuck introduced you to Bobby Brown getting seasoning?
Yeah, I put some buttery steak cowboy on that. I put the butter in there. I fry my chicken with butter and oil. I do both.
Oh, that's not healthy.
Man, wait, you fry it with butter and what?
Yeah, butter and oil, olive oil, real butter and some olive oil.
I'm sorry, but that's beyond not healthy.
Okay,
I never heard that.
Wes, who taught you how to cook, Wes?
What'd you say?
Who taught you how to cook?
Derek, you feeling that?
Butter is throwing me off a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of butter.
But
mixed with the olive oil.
But I'm with you on the Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking it up. No, he lost me at Bobby too. Fuck
yo, he really got seasoning, dog.
Bobby the man.
He got Bobby. It's called Bobby Brown Foods.
And now just put some salt pepper on that chicken.
He got a cookbook too.
Shit, Bobby Brown, lemon pepper
seasoning.
So since
we're on this topic of cooking, right? Josh, you was talking about cooking last week. You said you can cook.
I can cook a little bit. I just hate to do it.
What the fuck? Right, bro, you said you can cook, right?
Who said that?
Real busy right now.
I mean, so listen, Josh, you said you can cook.
I can cook a little bit.
Just don't cook.
Jess, you can't fucking cook, Justin. You can't even dance. I mean, you can dance, but you can't cook.
I believe Justin can cook. He can probably cook. He got kids.
Yeah, I can cook, bro. I can cook, but I just
think you can cook, good. Bro.
I think you cook.
He could probably make eggs.
What's your go-to meal?
My go-to meal?
Yeah.
Easy, like
everybody tell me your go-to meal.
Spaghetti or something?
That's not cooking.
Spaghetti?
Yeah, that's boiling noodles and watching ground turkey fucking get brown.
Yeah, I put my spaghetti in the oven. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Oh, my God.
What does it all mean?
I'm learning some new shit today.
He said he put his spaghetti in the oven. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's lasagna.
It's cheesy like lasagna, but I put my spaghetti in the oven.
I'm going to need you to do something else with your life instead of sit here and tell us shit that we ain't trying to hear. Bro, what's your go-to meal?
Asked the question. What is your go-to
meal? I don't want to hear you lying and just telling me stuff that I don't want to hear. That's stupid.
everything I say is all truth and factual.
Like you hate Muslims. Like you used to say that, right?
What the hell?
Never said that. Ever.
Yo, we can go back. We can dig in the archives.
Yeah, go back and find where I said it. Never said that.
Just be telling people at his job he Muslim.
Do you?
No, I never.
He be telling
that.
People he half Muslim and stuff like
just.
That.
I never said that.
You like, you're half Muslim. You never, got a letter, Muslim. You never got a letter from the masjid to say you was Muslim.
Oh, stuff a lot. What?
Yo, that was the old job, so I had to cut my beard.
Oh,
wait.
Whoa. Y'all kept that from me?
Bob, you the one that got the letter for me. What you make? What you
I crazy? Didn't get you the letter, bro. Don't put that smoke on my rep. Come on, bro. Hey, don't lie on me, bro. Stuff a lot.
I'm cracking it up. But no, I never took.
Look at him stuttering.
Yeah, lying.
I ain't stuttering about nothing, bro.
But what's up? All
right, but why you lie, right? Let me ask Ro. Ro, what's your go-to meal to cook, bro?
Yeah, baked chicken. I made this little teriyaki.
When you say baked chicken, do y'all think baked chicken is actually cooking or is just you putting a pan of chicken in the oven?
You got to season it.
Okay. I mean, put the season is subjectable. That's subjectable.
Like, but you can mess up baked chicken, though.
Yeah, you can burn it.
You can burn it. That's the worst you can do to it. I mean, or you can put it in the oven.
I ain't going to say no names. Somebody baked some chicken for 20 minutes and that shit was bleeding on the plate. So I'm just telling you.
Who did that?
I'm not going to put them out there like that.
Wow. No, put it out there. What are you talking about?
Was it a girl?
Listen, it was my sister, probably like 10 years, 15 years ago.
We know they can't
cook. She draw. Which one? But we going to leave it out there. My oldest sister.
Yeah, well, she definitely can't cook. She a teacher.
She got better. She got better now. She got better. But
teachers can't cook.
Definitely can teach.
Like, think about teachers when they come to school. Like, their lunches be like fucking Hungry Man dinners, TV dinners, or, and shit like college. That. Or like a bullshit side. That's why they be so upset during school. Think about that. They don't eat good at all.
That's true.
Yo, I'm really about to order some Bobby Brown.
You giving a nigga a piece of pocket 7:30 in the morning with chocolate milk. How the fuck do you expect you gonna have a good day? Wow. How the fuck I'm gonna have a good day?
They was really giving this bullshit at school, bro. Like,
that should go first. I ain't eat to school.
What's your go-to meal,
bro? What's my go-to meal?
Yeah.
Fried fish and grits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a good job.
I mean, I make the best grits in the whole I'm top five in the US. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Top five?
Top five. Because it's just something I do to grits that everybody don't do, and I'm not what telling anybody the secret. I'm gonna share it with Dirk. I told Dirk. Remember what I told you, Dirk?
But you put sugar in your grit.
No, it's not about sugar, bro. It's the way sugar, you cook it to make the grit super fluffy, but super still like gritty. And it's like, it's top five shit. I think I told Dirk that little secret. Because you know, yeah, bouncing an idea off of him. He was like, oh, that's a good joint. See, I can really cook. I can get down in the kitchen, but that's another story for another time. I don't really want to get
it. If you put sugar in grits, I don't know. That's just shit.
No, it's not sugar, bro. I make grits,
bro. I'm just saying, like, people that put sugar in grits is cereal cookers.
Not really.
You got to let people do their
thing. That's cream of wheat.
Yeah, basically. Eat cream of wheat.
And cream of wheat is horrible.
And sugar and spaghetti, sugar don't belong in spaghetti. And I'm going to fight that until I die.
I mean,
yeah, I'm never putting sugar in spaghetti, though. That's no, that's dirty.
You do it for a purpose. You do it for a reason. People do it for a reason.
What's your reason, Wes?
People do it to, like, tamper their sauce or something. Like, to make it, like, you know, if it's too... It's too spicy or something. We're like, you know.
Why would your spaghetti sauce be spicy?
But you don't want to. You don't put the sugar in there to make it sweet. Tomatoes? You don't put the sugar in there to make it sweet. It's just to like to make it, you know, give it a more round flavor.
I don't know.
I get why people do it, but you know, I know about it. I've seen people do it.
All right. I'm not. So,
Who got a dog?
Just punk ass.
Justin, put that fucking dog in the closet right now.
Of course I do.
Look at him. What's wrong with you? He ain't a part of this shit. He wasn't here since day one.
He gang now.
No, he ain't no fucking gang. Get Dakota bitch ass out of here.
You gonna say his whole name and everything?
Fuck Dakota. How about that? What you thought this was? You thought I was gonna change?
You talking about Mr. Thousand Jobs or...
The dog got a thousand.
Let's get into the job thing. Hold on, wait, bro. What topic you had that you wanted to talk about, bro?
Work relationships.
Yuck.
Do y'all do it, and is it okay?
You can start. You can start with Justin with that.
Wait, Wait. Why you starting with me?
You at the top of the list, man. Just go ahead.
Yo.
But I'm gonna start. I'll start. Fuck it.
No, let Justin start. I like Justin.
No. Go ahead, bro. You can start it off.
Okay. Work relationships should never be done.
Yuck.
It is a problem.
Yuck.
It is the worst thing anybody could ever do. Look yuck. It with knee alone.
Yuck.
It's disgusting.
Yuck.
I would never, ever recommend it to anybody.
Yuck.
Recommend it
to anybody.
Yuck.
It's trifling.
Yuck.
Don't do it.
Ever. Yuck.
Jess, now you can go. No.
Yo, you out of pocket.
Go ahead, Jess. What you waiting for? I'm just getting my laugh off.
I mean, stuff happens. People, you work a lot. You there a lot with a lot of people, with the same people. Stuff happens. But if you're mature about certain shit, then everything is cool.
So you're saying you like work relationships?
No, I'm not saying that, but it can happen. I'm not going to stop it from happening. You know what I'm saying?
So what happens, right? Tell me this. What happens when, you know what I'm saying, y'all got an argument and you got to see her next day at work?
Jess going to hit her.
How do you navigate that, Jess? Y'all have an argument. You have an argument the night before. You got to see her at work tomorrow. How you navigate that? You ignore her?
You just got, you do your job. I'm coming to work, do my job.
What if she catch you somewhere lacking and ruffle your shirt up, like wrinkle your shit, like grip you up and all of that work? Then what you going to do that?
It's not going
to
happen.
You know, girls go to the extreme these days.
Always. Yeah. All the time.
What you do when she wrinkle your shirt up and she twisted you all up?
First of all, I'm going to walk away. That's not going to happen.
Then you walking away? This your girl. This somebody you got a relationship with.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to jeopardize my job for no dumb shit. I'm going to walk away.
That shit sound cute. Let me take a time out from that. A-Ro.
Yep.
Hypothetically, a girl coming to crib, she grip you up, wrinkle your shirt up. How you doing that? What you doing?
You ever see Dead Presidents when, what's it called, Choke Juanita?
Stop playing with me, girl, when he put her up on the wall.
I kill you in this bitch, ho. Just like that.
Hey, Dirk, your girl coming to crib, she grip your shirt up and wrinkled now.
Hold up, Dirk.
Something happened.
That's cool. He'll be back. Wes, your girl come to the crib. She wrinkled your shirt up. She got you all, like, she got you flustered. What's your next step? How you going about that?
Well, that'd be some shit, man. Like, I can't even imagine that happening to me. Some girl putting their hands on me like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now, shit. So now gets but, back to Jess at work. Yeah, I feel like you're lying, bro.
Excuse me. You said at home, you come in the crib.
No, nigga, difference. It don't matter the situation you would have.
Excuse me. If you said your girl come in the crib, it's
really I'm not asking you about your girl in the crib. I'm trying to prove
talking,
a point.
Stop talking. Listen. It's a difference from being in the crib and being at work. Because at work, I'm going to walk away from the situation. Okay. Like, yo, what are you doing?
In theory, you're going to walk away.
No, I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to ruin my money for nothing.
That's what you say now.
In the crib. Bro, it has happened before. I'm going to walk away.
Oh, facts. So you do have relationships at work?
Listen, we're not getting into none of this about me.
It's not about nobody. He just asked you a question.
I'm asking a question. Why you can't answer the question the way I'm asking it, bro?
Oh, I'm answering the question, but you're going to ask him about when you come in the crib and then when you at work.
I was trying to prove a point about my theory that when it don't
point
matter.
Is not proven.
It don't
point
matter,
is not
it don't really matter where y'all at. If you outside your girl wrinkle you up, you bound to do something to her, yes or no?
No.
Shut up. I'm off of you. Shut up.
No.
But what about you?
No.
If a girl
I mean, me and my girl work together, she wrinkle up my shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta slide somewhere. Now we gotta handle this shit like grown men.
You gonna slap box? Y'all gonna slap box?
No, we ain't slap boxing, but like I'm definitely like if you wrinkle my shirt up, I gotta do some extra shit, like lick my thumbs and like wipe your eyebrows off. What are you talking about? Like I'm gonna go extreme. Shit like that. Remove the frontal. You feel me? Knock the wig off. Take the wig with me. Shit like Damn. That.
You crazy.
That's how you going to survive when I take that wig?
Yeah, she got to go through something.
You feel me? You take the wig, she really gonna be snapping on you. Damn,
no, man. You can't snap on me because I'm going straight to the manager office after this with that wig. I need to ask him a question. So come on in here, act crazy if you want to. Them the games I'm playing. That's how I'm coming. That's how I'm bumming.
I don't see it happening. I don't see you doing that.
You don't see me doing what? Justin, nigga? You don't fucking know me, nigga. What are you talking about, nigga?
I see you walking away. I know you very well. You're not going to let that happen at work.
If I take her wig, I win the war. What are you talking about?
If you get outside of work, you're going to trash her. But at work, you're going to be like, you know what?
If I'm at work, right? Listen to what I'm saying, you shithead. If I'm at work, right? Let's say hypothetically, I'm at work with a girl I deal with. We argue the night before, and now she comes and she try to wrinkle my shirt up. I'm snatching her wig and going straight to the manager office. I'm going to talk to him about some other stuff. If she coming there acting crazy, that's on her. You feel me? And I'm gonna look at him like, what is going on? That's on her though. That's what I'm saying to you. Outside of work, if she wants to wrinkle my shirt up, I'm dumping her on her head and getting out of there.
Y'all funny. So you gonna go tell the manager?
I'm not telling the manager at all. I'm saying I gotta talk to him at that very moment when I snatched her wig. Like I just thought about what I had to talk to him about. If she follows me in there and starts to like assault me in front of him, that's her problem at that point.
So wait. Did this girl work with you, or is she just some chick from your crib?
No, well, she gotta work. That was the question. She gotta work.
Oh, she work with you? I thought it was some chick from the crib.
Justin was talking about how he loves having work relationships.
That's why you stay away from work relationships.
Exactly, because it gets very messy.
Ever work?
So Ro. Have you ever had a work relationship?
What?
Have you ever had a work relationship?
Like, didn't you hear what he just said?
Like in 2018, yeah.
Bro, it's a yes or no question. Have you ever
had a work relationship? I just said, yeah, in like 2018.
Okay. It took you that long to figure out not to do it?
Yeah. Oh,
so you had a bad experience with it, right?
Yeah.
Justin?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because it's always a bad experience. And don't you try to sit here and tell him nothing different because you think, never mind.
No, I didn't say anything.
Listen, never mind.
Yeah, just shut up, Jess. I see what you're trying to do here.
No, you shut up because y'all had bad experience.
Jess, you never answered my question from earlier. You still listening to Porn on Zero?
I don't know what that is. What are you talking about?
When you listen to like, you watching porn, you still watching on Zero. Like, porn on Zero.
Oh, hell yeah.
Why?
Why? You live in a crib by yourself.
I'm not always by myself. I'm not by myself, first of all.
Oh, damn, that gotta suck. You can't whack off in peace?
Yeah, y'all stupid.
Okay, man. All right.
Not by myself.
Okay, all right. Next topic. Whoa.
I'm all for it.
Y'all niggas don't jerk off?
What the hell?
Never mind, forget I asked. Y'all childish.
I edit this one out.
Work relationships.
We all work relationships. Jess, what you talk about?
No. I'm thinking off last week, and everybody said Rel had the worst job. I just want to know, what was y'all worst jobs? Wesley, I want to start with you. What was the worst job you ever had?
Oh, my God. So many. So many. My worst one, it got to be TJ Maxx. That's the worst job.
Yo, that's such a random job for you, bro.
I know.
Why was this the worst job? What happened?
It's just I can't work in a fucking store. Like I can't do retail. It should like you would understand like how terrible it was for me, man.
Like I used to see people that you know come in there and be like, oh shit, Wesley.
Not even that. It was just the job was so damn stupid. Like you don't do shit in a damn retail store. You just stand around like and wait.
That's called easy money.
Yeah, I can't do that shit, bro. It's like I was going crazy. I gotta be doing something. Like I'm sitting here, and that was back. It was back in the day. Like we was making minimum wage. This shit was like $7.25 an hour.
Damn! So you were selling your soul.
This shit was terrible, man.
How many hours a week you had?
What city was you at?
That shit was part time around the corner up in City Edge.
Yeah, we never saw you there.
Never.
I wasn't there that long, man.
Oh, okay.
You told me, bro.
No, I never see you. I never see you.
I had some jobs, man. TJ Maxx was terrible, bro.
That was your worst job?
It's up there. It's got to be. It's that one. Yeah, it's TJ Maxx.
Jess, what was your worst job?
Yo, think about it. My worst job was this company called, what is it called, Regis. You're a merchandiser, basically. You go to these different stores and you count the items in the store. That had to be the worst job I ever had, bro. I'm talking about you going to a Walmart or Target, you gotta count everything just so
every single item.
Every item, bro. Store. Yo, I had this old head mad at me, right? Because if you count over 100 items per minute, you get a little bonus and shit, right? So I'm on an easy Joe and I'm on some shirts, whatever. I'm banging out racks and shit. He like, yo, all this section is mine because he wanna get the little bonus and shit. So I finished the supervisor, like, yo, just keep going. Go ahead. I kept going. I'm getting to his little section. Old head trying to rumble me. I'm telling you, I'm like 18 at this time. He's like, young boy, I told you don't fucking count my shit.
So you were scared.
What? I'm in that joint like, bro, what's up, nigga?
No, you wasn't. Shut up.
What?
No, you wasn't. Shut up. Because you ain't even called me that day.
Yeah, I did call really you. About to fight yeah, I did call you. You're you're a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sure. You about to pull up. You, Bob, why are you lying?
Yeah, yeah Dirk.
Listen, he's
why you so mad that O'Hare was about to beat your ass?
O'Hare was about to get fucked up that day.
You should have did it. I would have did it.
He ain't gonna knock Justin the fuck out. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
So that was your
who hung up?
Just
got scared. He had flashbacks. O'Hare knocking him the fuck out.
He dropped his phone.
Yeah, you guys. He was
shaking. Damn, Dirk popped out too. Niggas' heads popping.
Dirk, what was your worst job?
Dirk, no, his head popped out. My worst job, this is but my worst job, honestly. I think I liked all my jobs, man.
Well, one of them had to be the worst.
One of them, yeah. Couldn't have liked all of them.
I mean, one of them you probably had to like the least. Like the least.
Probably like UPS because it was just like, it wasn't even really a job.
Oh,
was
shit. Like, that was a good joint, too.
I was more so bored than it being, like, an actual job or career. I was just bored. So, it was just part-time. Like, I just used to pop in, unload a truck, go home. That's it.
UPS was terrible. I forgot about UPS.
Yeah.
UPS might have been worse.
Bad fact, like.
Yeah, it was probably.
When I worked at UPS, I worked there, like, three times. The first time I worked there, it was cool. Second time I worked there, semi-bad. The third time was fucking horrible. I worked there after I got fired from Penn. It had to be in like April. Dog, them niggas, I wanted to rumble every single nigga in that joint.
What are some niggas in UPS? You feel me? Like, it's niggas in UPS. Like, you know, I'm in Texas, right? So I was down here doing it just because on some board shit, I ain't had shit else to do. I was like, let me just go to work. You know what I'm saying? I filled out for a little part-time joint at UPS. I did that, right? It was cool, but it was just all niggas in the joint. You know how niggas is. Niggas got the same culture everywhere, so it's just like, oh, it's a lot of niggas in here. But I'm a nigga, too, so I fit it in. But I was really, like, to myself, just unloading the truck every night. You know what I'm saying? Just doing nothing, unloading, playing with my music headphones, and just going home. It wasn't really, like, I wasn't dedicated. I mean, I guess I wasted more time than anything. Because the check's corny as shit, too, though.
Yeah, the checks. Look, right. I would go to UPS at fucking... What time I get there? I get there at 10:30. They had me leave at 1.
Hey, you.
My first check was like $130. After that, I went back. It was like, oh, Ron, I need you to do this truck. I said, damn, I just did a truck. He's like, I need you to do another one. I said, all right.
So was you building it? You was building the truck?
No, I was unloading the truck.
Unload, cool. I don't mind that shit.
No, if you unload in a truck, them little trucks be big as shit.
Yeah, no, but you just got to pace yourself.
But no, not they ain't want you to. Because then the supervisor, he was younger than me. So he thought he was like, he had something. He was like, yo, old head. First of all, I'm not your old head. I'm probably the fucking old head.
Yeah, supervisor, bro. Respect your authority.
Man, fuck him.
You a hater. You a hater. I can tell you a hater.
I'll be that.
You don't like the young boys either. I can tell.
I don't respect no authority figures, man.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
Like at my job. You don't know. Yeah. I be so ready to quit them jobs. Like I don't take shit from nobody when I'm at work. You don't know how many times I done cussed out my supervisor. Like yo, like daring them to fire me.
For what?
Like, I'm a different bull. Yo. I ain't never seen that side of me at work. I'll take shit from nobody at work, dog. I will snap. I will fucking snap.
That's funny as shit.
I'm not quitting.
The worst one who got it from me was the damn supervisor when I was a mailman. He was like, he was getting though because I was taking slow delivering the mail. Yo, I was like, yo, I'm not having this, man. Yo, I cussed him out in front of everybody.
Yo, I just don't remember you having all these jobs, bro.
Well, that's probably when Wesley used to go jail dark dirty. We couldn't find him.
Yeah, Wes went black for a couple years.
You went missing.
Y'all know I worked at the post office.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I can't do the post office. The post office is horrible.
Joel hated on me. Cut me right off.
We deserved it.
I'll be playing Call of Duty or something. Shit, getting kicked.
You gotta get rid of that McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Nigga, I paid the most expensive Wi-Fi around. And this shit's bullshit. Fucking Verizon.
They doing this?
Verizon sucked too. We can talk about that another time, though.
Who got Verizon?
I got Verizon.
Verizon.
I'm cool about Verizon.
Is Dirk there?
No, Dirk got kicked again.
Man, they ain't say his words that.
Oh, I'm about to say that John again.
This is ridiculous.
Well, keep on this. But locally.
Locally. That'd be cool.
Everybody quiet. What's going on?
Man, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Nothing. Same old.
Oh, man.
So, wait. What was the next topic, though?
It was on you and Wes.
Yeah.
I just had like random thoughts because I think it was just random shit. I asked the question.
So, you said you don't remember me working. What do you remember me doing?
A lot of stuff, bro. Like, I don't know. Shit. Wait, you wasn't a barber too, was you?
I'm a barber.
All right. I thought I was. You know what? Wes got a lot of jobs, man. We got Wes fucked up.
Who's the boy Michi? Mr. Lot of Jobs.
Yeah, he definitely he got that shit from Wes.
Yep. Mr. Thousand Jobs.
But look, I just can't keep the job, man. I can't do the same shit over and over.
How y'all feel about the Eagles, though?
Who?
The Eagles.
We going to the bowl.
The crazy part is I've been an Eagles fan my whole life, man.
Don't do this.
What?
Don't do this.
What's the problem?
I don't remember you being an Eagles fan.
Because when I was down in Texas, you wasn't saying that.
I wasn't saying I was a Cowboys fan.
What was your team?
You sure about that?
I wasn't saying I was a Cowboys fan.
But I never said he was a Cowboys fan.
I never said I was a Cowboys fan. You said on this joint a lot.
Oh, my God. Where is Weez and Lil at?
Oh, my God. I said I was a Cowboys fan.
Who was you partying with?
Serious, bro?
We was having a good time because with the Cowboys playing the Eagles, you was having a good time. Let's be real.
I never rooted for them at once at all.
Huh?
I was rooting for them to lose. Did I not?
Man, shut up, nigga. You was out there dancing with Mexican chicks.
Did I not root for them to lose?
Every time nigga scored, that shit was like, we them boys. You was over there dancing with that Mexican girl.
I was never out there. This boy is the most lyingest motherfucker on the podcast.
You wasn't dancing with the chicks when the Cowboys scored.
I can't believe y'all, man.
I got the pictures in my phone, nigga. I uploaded.
Listen, she danced on me.
All right. But I'm the lyingest boy over here, right?
So, but you wasn't rooting for the Cowboys? That wasn't your team?
That wasn't my fucking team. The Cowboys was never my team. I never liked no fucking Cowboys, dog. Stop lying on me.
You used to be a Redskins fan and the Cowboys fan.
I was never a Cowboys fan. You making shit up. I'm an Eagles fan, bro. Why you hating on me?
He was never an Eagles fan, y'all.
Bro,
never.
I got a picture with an Eagles jersey. Never. What you saying? Yep.
Never in his life.
Bro, you a real hater, bro. It's real shit,
bro. Because you wasn't with us shooting. You wasn't with us when we was losing. You was on there.
That's why the Sixers ain't never going to be shit.
See?
Bro, you don't like the Sixers?
Fuck them niggas. Hell no.
Bob is a hater, bro.
What's up with Dirk Jones?
Who you like, bro?
The Mavericks. Y'all know this.
Fucking Mavericks. What?
He has liked the Mavericks for years. I'm agreeing with that.
What happened?
said, I'm agree to that. He liked the Mavericks for years.
Well, anyway, man.
He switched to the Lakers and came back to the Mavericks. So
I like Kobe. I never switched, nigga. See, you on some bullshit. I'm ready to see you about something, bro. Where you going to keep doing this?
See me. Because you wasn't an Eagles fan.
I was always an Eagles fan, nigga. The fuck are you talking about? You was a hater, boy. Nigga.
This boy was a fucking Redskins fan. Whatever it is, Commanders now. That's who he used
to be. This is my problem with that, right? Let me explain to you. Once they change the name, I should be able to opt out of being a fan.
Okay.
That's like, no? Y'all don't agree?
No.
I can't believe it.
Huh?
What?
I can't believe y'all, man.
Listen, if you're a fan of a team, right? You're a fan of the trademark, the name, all that shit, right? But like, once they leave the city or they change the name, you should be able to opt out of being a fan.
Well,
it's still the same team, bro.
No, it's not the same team. The same team, they would be called the Washington Redskins. Okay. Like, how you go from a Redskin to a Commander? That's like changing your name to your op.
That's like changing nationalities.
Yeah, that's changing your name to your op. Like, one day I was an Indian, now I'm a chief. Like, what? I mean, a fucking army vet.
A general.
A general, you feel me? That's what I'm saying.
But
they too hypocritical down there in D.C. I can't do that, man.
But you used to like them.
Huh?
But now you're Eagles like fan. You know what?
I'm an Eagles fan, bro. Don't worry about it.
So, all right. He's an Eagles fan, man.
Eagles fan. Jalen Hurts welcome. For three.
Welcome.
Don't welcome me, bitch. I've been here. Fuck you.
You wasn't here. You wasn't here.
Nigga, wasn't I lived here. In Philadelphia my whole life. Nigga,
and you were never rooted for us. You was the hater sitting there watching the game.
Bro, I got a Deshaun Jackson jersey on when they won the Super Bowl. What you talking about? I was downtown. I was downtown in the trenches with a Deshaun Jackson jersey on. Bro, why you hating on me?
I remember you down there that night.
You're wrong. It's cool.
Man, I sent it to the group chat. You hating ass young boy?
You wasn't down there with us. We was out
bro,
there.
I was down there, bro. You a hater for real.
And the night they won, we was out there.
I was out there.
We're at the parade.
Outside.
No, at the parade, the night they won. We was outside acting a fool.
I was out there.
That's what? That's when Wayne had to put hands on somebody.
Yeah.
One thing about Wayne, he gonna save somebody.
Yeah, that's my guy. Right? Don't do him like that. That's my guy.
Damn, man, I ain't gonna do him like that,
bro. At the laundromat, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Like 10 niggas popped out like roaches. Niggas say, "You know these niggas?" It said, "No."
Bro, I was like,
"God damn."
Yo, bro, keep it a beat. You was bitching, wasn't you?
What? Was I what?
Was you bitching?
What's that?
Bitching?
I don't know what that is.
That's not Yeah, all right.
Okay. The fuck
wrong with you? This nigga cat. Y'all niggas gotta be real.
Damn, you've been on here for a damn near an hour.
What you trying to get off, bro? That's cool if you is.
I just want to say 20 minutes.
Well, because you got kicked off.
But look.
Yeah, you was cooking chicken.
That chicken's banging too, man.
Can't we use cooking
so chicken? So, Rael, what's up? You said somebody wanted me to cook the chicken.
Yeah, some girl.
What she look like?
She okay.
She got a, she entered in the contest.
Yeah.
Rael lying, bro.
I'm dead serious.
Hello. Set him up.
I am.
But wait, she got an enter, man. What are you talking about?
Huh?
You set him up. It ain't just the first person that say, I want to cook some food. I mean,
so you want multiple girls that want
you? I mean, they got to win.
Oh, so you wanted a contest.
It's a contest. What are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Ladies, you hear that? It's a contest. So you gotta send me something to enter the contest.
Yeah.
What's the game name won't be?
It's a sweepstakes, huh?
What's the game name won't be?
The game name.
Like Cooks with Wes.
Oh, the Big Wes dinner night.
Late night, date night with Wes.
Late night, date night. Late night, date night. So, yeah, I'm working on getting a crib up north.
Man, be careful.
Yeah.
It's a different world up there.
It's a different life up there. Man.
Yes. I say, you want to say hi? Okay. Well, get out of here, punk. Sorry, guys.
It's me, sorry.
It's all good.
So what's up, man? We got anything else to talk about?
Y'all gonna see that Avatar show?
No, I'm not fucking with that. I wanna see that Cocaine Bear shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Cocaine what?
Cocaine Bear.
You know, Bub on like movies where niggas get killed and shot at.
Or some drugs being sold. Oh no, I know what my worst drive was, being a crack dealer.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know that Fez be listening to this.
Wait, you sold crack? Wes? Crack.
Hmm?
You sold crack?
But what were we talking about yesterday?
Oh no, listen. So we was talking about like back problems, right? And I'm like, yo, on some real shit, I'm starting to think anybody that had any dealings in crack just got bad backs at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Not why? Like you had to smoke crack, but like if you touch crack, like not coke, like is you know it's two different things. But if you touch crack, you're gonna have a bad back at some point.
Why?
Crack breaks your back.
What are you talking? You talking about that old joke? What are you talking about?
If you step on a crack, you break your mama's back. But if you touch crack, you really break your back.
Yeah, wow. I heard that's a myth.
So what happened to you, man? You used to sling crack. What happened?
My back hurt, nigga. Fuck are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah, you keep your back brace when you're working and shit.
No, I don't be doing no heavy lifting or nothing, bro. But my back hurts. Yo, do y'all listen? Remember when they used to be like when you turn 30, like certain parts of your body hurt for no reason?
Yep.
Yo, how do y'all knees feel?
What happened?
My knees are bad.
I said when you get of a certain age, like parts of your body just start hurting for any reason. Like, what part of your body is it that hurt?
It's definitely my back from time to time, but my knees is cool.
Man, my motherfucking knees for like I'm 90.
But
I ain't gonna lie to you. I came up. I was just coming up the steps to go in the room because it's a little quiet room. Mm-hmm. I came in the room so I ain't had no echo and shit, right? My knee, first of all, my back was hurting already. Like, I just woke up, I'm like, my back. But then when I kind of was going up the steps, because I never use these fucking steps. When I'm going up the steps, my fucking knees just start feeling weak in the joint area. I'm like, damn, this shit is steep. I wanted to turn around and go back down the steps. I ain't going to lie, but I kept it trucking. So now I'm thinking about how I'm going to get up and walk down these steps.
I got you. 30 pluses. You know what be hurting? Them jobs where you got to stand on your feet all day, if you ain't got no good-ass motherfucking shoes on, your feet will be hurting, bro.
Yeah.
Security? We used to do security, you standing all day? What? You
ain't got... working in Nike boots and... Matter of fact, not even Nike boots. Nike boots cool. Tim's...
What?
Not, is the worst. Working in Tim's is the worst. They are not made for nothing. I'm not even, like, chilling now. I can't wear Tim's just chilling around. It hurts so bad. It feel like you're walking on bricks.
But look, I don't buy shoes without the insoles. Gotta get that shit.
That's what I'm about to start doing. Cause
I don't buy shoes without buying insoles now. Like I'm that poor.
It's like they make shoes for you not to walk in no more. Like any sneaker I got right now hurts my feet.
Well, you probably be buying. They probably be too small, man. You be trying.
I wear the right size, but like New Balances, they make shoes like to. They make shoes good. New Balance is comfortable as shit.
You mean well?
Hmm?
Yo, one thing I want to ask you about, bro, is this fucking BBL basketball tournament you got on your Twitter page?
Oh, yeah, man. That shit probably stinking there, but the BBL, that's a real thing.
What's BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, I'm talking about the basketball tournament?
Yeah, they got women walking around in thongs playing basketball.
This shit is fucking, yo, the world is fucking crazy right now, dog.
Why? They got that shit from that Drake jump. What you got on here?
I think that's just extra.
I'm going to send it to you, Wes.
Yeah, send it to me.
Wes, you don't need to see that, John. Don't send that to him, yo.
You're going to pass out.
No, I want to see it.
You don't need to see that shit, Wes, man. Knock it off. So, what's y'all plans for this week coming up?
Work.
Okay.
I gotta work. My daughter got a couple games, you know.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Shout out to Michaela.
Are you going?
She do. She. You passed the torch over. She was out there getting stills and buckets. I saw it. I watched it.
You gonna be the coach, Jess? You figure out you gonna be the coach?
I am not gonna be the coach. I'm just gonna sit back and be quiet.
That's hard to believe because you never sit back or be quiet. But whatever.
I'm gonna try.
Hopefully next weekend I could do something that I wanted to do, like get on a plane and get. Well, I'm going to a sunny place. I'm not really interested in going to Philly, so I'm gonna go try to. Huh?
Where you going?
You know where I'm going. We ain't gotta talk about it. You know,
man.
You know what I'm into once a month.
What about you, Wes?
That's you talking about this week, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I try to live one day at a time, man. I don't even think that far ahead. So
you don't plan at all. You just live it.
I just live it, man. I live in the moment.
Wow.
Yo, we gotta take Wes on a trip, bro.
No. Fuck that. We need more stories from Wes. We might need life lessons from Wes, man. That's what we might need. Life lessons from Wes.
Man, I could be doing something else.
So do we meet up again next week, same time?
Next week, same time.
On time?
I mean, on a Sunday, since his niggas need Sundays, and y'all try to record a show on a fucking Thursday, Friday, Wednesday.
That was like the first, that was the breakthrough episode.
It was a breakthrough episode. That was a warm-up, nigga. We back. That was the layup line. And I don't really do practice, you feel me?
Okay.
That was a layup line. Y'all niggas was getting y'all defense together. And y'all still, and Jess still ain't answered the question though.
What was the question?
Who the girl you be fucking at work?
Oh.
Hey, what?
Huh?
Hey, yeah.
What?
I got my child right here. Man.
I'm all.
Yo.
That's the end of the show, right?
Yes.
I'm all for it, though, man.
Show.
All right, man. I'll holler at y'all next week, man. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all, man. Love y'all. Holler at y'all next week.
If we locked in, ain't no switching up. Bro, stay home. Nothing pick him up. Nigga kill my mans, I'm riding with a pen.